producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob was asking a very important question. Have I ever been contacted by foreign governments? Where I got information, and the answer is not really, but I did once, since he said that, the official Iranian government, they do this with a bunch of journalists, invited to pay for me to go to Tehran and meet with Ahmadinejad, and of course I said no. I mean, can you imagine the propaganda value they would have showing that? A lot of people go because they think it's like a big shot thing, and no. It's the optics of stuff like that. They can act like you're disloyal or something. I'm completely loyal to the Republic and the ideas of it. I'm against the foreign banks that launder the drug money, that are involved in so much corruption, that run our government. That's the foreign occupying force that I'm trying to throw out. I'm allied with anybody who promotes liberty and freedom. But if you start getting key information from sources and then giving it to state-run media of another power or whatever, that's just serving another bad master. I don't serve the occupied government. I don't serve the Russians. I don't serve the Vatican. I don't serve Israel. I don't serve the blood-drinking lizards, I'm being sarcastic. None of it. I serve liberty and freedom and trying to be a good person and promoting that. But you can get into all sorts of stuff as a journalist, even communicating with or anything. In fact, a lot of times, I already know what's going on. A lot of times over the years, I've been sent stuff that I just stick in a shredder or throw away because I don't know if it's real or not. It can't be vetted. Yeah, I mean, you get a secret document saying the veterans are the number one terror threat. We broke that, of course, 6 years ago. Well, I called the FBI phone number. And I said, yeah, hi, this is Alex Jones. I'm like, Alex Jones? And I go, yeah, I got your document here. Came out of this office. You want to comment? And they go, give me the document number. And they said, well, you're not supposed to have that. And I started to read more. And they said, who gave that to you? And I said, I'm not going to tell you that. I don't know who gave it to me. But okay, I can see the Southern Poverty Law Center wrote this. And I'm going to consider this to be an authentic document now. And I'm going to put it out. Unless you deny it right now. But again, I have a right as a citizen to expose treason like that. And everybody else is just so knock-kneed afraid of the establishment that they just won't do anything, while the criminals just run wild. And the feds are federalizing police departments all over the country. Oh, a cop shot somebody, and it's questionable. Okay, we federalize your department. Or, oh, Williamson County, cops are using steroids. We'll federalize it. You know, it's just any type of nitpicking. While the federal government's run by foreign banks that launder the money, just run the major crime operations. It's like the IRS will go after blue-collar people. That's on record, but won't go after billionaires. It's just so out of control. What was your other question?
You made a few references before about a satellite transmission, like some sort of video transmission that you've been working on, and you really enjoy. You guys have some real hard hitting news, and might be a way of you guys spreading your message more. I'm just wondering.
Well, yes. I mean, I've wanted to put us on television in a satellite for like 15 years, but now the internet is already so big, we're on TiVo and Roku and Boxy and scores of other platforms we've signed up on, and we're always in the top 10 of political stuff or news on those. So it's almost like we waited so long. Now we're on everybody's, quote, smart television already. But we're looking at some satellites, looking at some channels. That's getting very, very close, but it's almost like we waited so long, it just doesn't even matter. I mean, we have like 5-6 million views a week on our own channel on YouTube now. We have all these other channels, even more. And that's just YouTube. And then we've got over 170 terrestrial affiliates where we reach millions a day. And so, but yes, really the only way to go really have an effect on cable or satellite is to do 24 hours a day, like Glenn Beck's done. And I just don't have the time, the energy, the money to try something like that. That's why I'm glad Glenn Beck is out there and really want him to succeed and others, because I don't like being the only one talking about this stuff. It's dangerous. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, broadcasting worldwide, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. All right, I want to get into a whole plethora, cornucopia of other news today, but I want to commit to taking a lot of calls. So the callers have all been excellent. They've all asked excellent questions, but I want to just race through calls right now and get a good 15, 20 calls under our belt on Ebola, different angles you want to discuss. Then I want to get into all the other news in a big news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. I'd love to hear from you on this Monday edition, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Eric and then Nathan, Casey, Barbara, Kelly first. So be ready. I'm going to you. Eric in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, everybody's dancing around the word conspiracy as far as Ebola goes, and you got to know if they're going to release something, they're not going to release it in the United States. They're releasing it in Africa. And because the strain seems to be so powerful, it kind of leads itself to that. Also, I was told that Obama's real job was to take over Africa. And I was like, what? And they go, the resources there. And if you look where Ebola is cropping up, it's right where a lot of the minerals, gold, and the 3Ts that go into electronics.
You're right. All of the trace elements, all of the rare earth minerals. Thank you for the call. That's a great point. Africa, you can look at different numbers of what they claim has been discovered of minerals or natural gas, oil, trace elements, things they need for computer chips. But Africa conservatively has as much resources as all the rest of the surface area of discovered resources. Africa, it's just loaded with everything, loaded. And it's true, there is a policy that's come out in the Carnegie Endowment, come out from the UN, you can look it up, the plan to divide and conquer, to keep Africa on its knees, to keep it from being industrialized. That's in the Royal Commission, 1949, put out by His Royal Highness, the King of England. The policy to artificially suppress not just Africa, but the whole world. But then we see the policy writ large in Agenda 21 or Cloward and Piven. We see it repeated over and over again. That's serfdom. Feudalism is where you keep people poor as a tool of control, living at a subsistence level. I remember the New York Times 2 years ago. I woke up one morning and saw Paul Watson's headline. And it was dealing with New York Times admits UN kills Africans for carbon tax. And then the New York Times article said, well, it is true, mercenaries working for the UN go in and kill everybody in the villages because they're forcing them off their ancestral land to have as an environmental set-aside so that they're allowed to mine next door. Kind of like the Bundy Ranch is the environmental concession set-aside. It's like in Austin. If you want to build, that's fine. You can build, but you've got to buy property somewhere else and set it aside that you won't build on it ever. It's an environmental easement. And I just read that with just calmly reporting. I have a London Guardian article from like 15 years ago where they just admitted, oh, the UN went in and killed 4,000 Burmese in Burma because the UN wanted the minerals the land was on for the UN. UN Development Fund or something. You just read this, and it shows how cheap life is. And everywhere, the CIA tries to put dictators in or oppressive regimes. They don't care if they're left-wing or right-wing. Carol Quigley wrote an 1,100-page book, Tragedy and Hope. He was a top insider, wrote the history of the New World Order for them, basically, wrote the history of the Anglo-American Empire, another book he wrote. And I've read both books. I read most of Tragedy and Hope. I haven't read the whole thing. It's 1,100 pages. I skipped the boring stuff, but I probably read 800 pages of it. Here's the thing. I said I'd go to phone calls. It's just overwhelming how public and open this conspiracy is. And so it lends itself that it's such a powerful strain of Ebola. It lends itself the timing. And it's in this season of crisis where the globalists have decided to pull out the stops on every front. So I'll ask the question again. Every major analyst, from the Secretary of Defense to the Ministry of Defense to you name it, is saying the whole world's starting to blow up. Obama, though, then plays the part of the good cop and goes, the world's never been safer. I brought stability. It's meant to confuse people. But undoubtedly, by every metric, cultural, financial, health-wise, the world is degenerating. No one can deny that. You've got some of the rich yuppies and people that are disconnected, have no idea what's going on. You've got some of the unwashed masses that are busy watching their football games all day. They are going to have a rude awakening how rough it is in the third world. If you have the dollar, that's the world currency right now, and all other currencies are basically pegged to it, any currency of any serious value, or wide usage, and you have a devaluation of 20-30% of the dollar the last few years, conservatively, when half your income is spent on food or more, what happens when food prices go up 30%? You have a revolution because people are hungry. And so on the back of Africa and the Middle East and many areas of Asia and Eastern Europe not having enough food, Greece collapsing, basically. Greeks are having to dump their kids out on the street en masse. Record numbers of homeless, not drunk homeless, real homeless, right next door to resorts with rich, yuppie Americans laying around in the sun enjoying themselves while Greeks are there serving them drinks when their kids don't have food enough to eat at home. I think that causes resentment. And it's not that it's bad to want to go to Greece and land on the beach. That at least brings some tourism and helps the country. It's that it's obscene. Like, I'm getting to the point where I realize I need to go out and buy things that helps the economy. And, you know, that's love our economy or hate our economy. That's what we've got, is this consumer economy. I'm trying to develop a barter economy, a grassroots economy, but at the same time, it's not evil to own a nice house or have people that work for you. That's how the economy operates. But it becomes obscene at a certain point when the whole world's collapsing and we're still sitting around having no idea what's going to happen once it gets here, and we have such a self-centered, yuppie society. Can you imagine when hard times really hit America, what it's going to be like? The answer is it's going to be hellish. It's going to be barbarous. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. When this empire goes down, which is it's designed to do, and fold into the new global order, it is going to be spectacularly horrible. And that's why elites from Israel to the United States, from Germany to France, from England to Australia are buying armored redoubts in the middle of nowhere around other armored redoubts with private security forces already ready. Or they're moving to Switzerland or Luxembourg. And I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm ranting. It's just that a caller points out the clear evidence that this Ebola thing stinks to high heaven. And then Obama, we break this down in the Obama deception. He was president-elect when we made it. It was released 1 month after he was in office, 2 months after. And we expose that he will invade Africa, that they will turn loose radical Muslims in North Africa to invade the whole area, use that as a pretext to roll in, invade, and take over. And how they would then use bioweapons to depopulate. And then people see it happen. Like, how do you know this? Because once you know, you understand the modus operandi. And it's not that Obama himself is doing it. It's that he's the front man, because you got to have a black face on it or the people resist it. The British Empire never went away 60 years ago. It learned to remove its flag, put in its corporate front people, and then the locals will put up with 3-4 times the abuse from a local guy that looks like them. Then they'll put up from some white queen on the money. You take the white queen off the money, and you put a black guy on the money, and the people put up whatever they want. Let's skip this network break, as I said, I go to your calls to gain that time back. Nathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I wanted to rewind the clock a little bit, going back to early this year, to January sometime. Alert, FEMA seeks biodisposal for 1,000 hospital tents, and the tents, the gear, and also the disposal, the dumpsters, to get rid of it all. Do you remember that?
I do vaguely remember that, and your point's really well taken. Your audio's a little low. Talk right into your phone and repeat that headline again.
Okay, basically, I wanted to get back to a story that came out earlier this year, and it said, alert, FEMA seeks biodisposal for 1,000 tent hospitals within 24-hour notice.
I remember that.
I think that plays into the open borders and Ebola in some type of way.
Well, they're constantly buying billions of bullets and armored vehicles and building they've been buying huge incinerators, Homeland Security, for hundreds of millions and placing them all over the country. They've been digging in like the end of the world's coming. And the government's running around scared to death acting like it's real. So I don't know what they've told them. I know what's in a lot of the open documentation. I mean, they have the Army training and the Marines to mow down whole cities, okay?
In that, I think they call it an RFI. They were actually testing the responsiveness. You know, they were testing the ability to put up these tent cities or these hospital tents and the disposal. And one of the things with it was within 24 to 48 hour notice. And in the article, it states in 1,000 different locations throughout the United States. And you know, they've already. What is it, the CDC or someone, I can't remember exactly, but they've set up all these little areas throughout the southern kind of United States spread out that kind of pretty much shadows where all the immigrants are going. Do you remember that? Or
yes, there it is. It's a FEMA Accelerates Preparations for Pandemic, January 2014. Plans for mass graves confirmed, government surveying cemetery readiness for flu outbreak. That was on the Fed Biz website. What was the exact headline? Because we've been trying to find it, and I remember the article. It was about 6 months ago. Give me the exact headline again. There it is. Now, that's an older article from 2009. Go ahead.
Alert. Alert. FEMA seeks biodisposal for 1,000 tent hospitals within 24-hour notice.
That's it. Alert, alert. FEMA seeks
1,000 tent hospitals within 24-hour notice.
All right, we'll put that up on screen. Thank you so much for pointing that out. That's when I say I've got all this background that I'm concerned with. There's just so much intel, so much data. Even if the threat isn't real, they're gearing up, spending tens of billions on it like they never have before, hardening facilities, you name it, while trying to start a civil war between the Tea Party and the police, which they will prime the pump with false flags. That's clear. Because the Tea Party is about as pro-cop as you're going to get. I mean, it, to a fault, it's ridiculous how much they grovel to the establishment. And I'm not attacking police either. I'm just saying it's ridiculous to claim the Tea Party is going to link up with Muslim extremists, the Tea Party is going to blow up police. Any cop out there who's got any brain cells knows that's propaganda. So the question is, how will they sell the attack? They will provide the patsies. So you can see different game plans they've got, and you can see it all starting to come to a big, disgusting head right now. Anything else?
Yeah, actually, one last thing. You know, we've been talking about, or you've been talking about just being prepared and, you know, eating right and all that. And my thing is, everybody needs to get the survival seeds, you know, little vaults and things like that. But before you do that, you need to actually grow the food. You need to actually start a garden and learn how to actually garden. I mean, if you're going to depend on a survival seed vault and you've never grown before, you're in for a surprise. I mean, you actually need to get your gardens going. And it doesn't take much, and you can literally go out into your backyard and pick your dinner.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I've got fruit trees and a garden we plant and early spring garden, a summer garden, and a fall garden. And especially if you have children, it's so much fun. Even if you have a small backyard, it's pretty easy to do. And I totally agree with you. People need to get the survival seed banks, save one, but plant the other. Even if you live in a city, they'll have community gardens where you can go get a free plot and plant it there. And it's just so enjoyable to take your own watermelon home, to take your own squash home, to take your own tomatoes home, to take your own peppers home. And if more people just get into it, big things have small beginnings, just like those seeds. Now is the perfect time to order a backup fall garden, winter garden. Before you know it, it'll be spring. We have the widest selection of non-GMO, high-quality organic seeds. We carry like 8 different companies' seeds at the lowest prices at the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. And so that way you get a great price on something that helps you and your family and funds this operation. So a win-win-win at the InfoWars Seed Center, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk to Casey in Ohio. Thanks for holding.
Hey, yeah, this is Casey in Oklahoma. Hey, I just wanted to bring up a point. You and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs were talking last week, I believe it was on the anniversary of September 11th.
Yes.
How Obama didn't even mention anything about the Christians being attacked and killed by ISIS, ISIL, whatever the heck he wants to call them, you know, for this week or for this hour. And because what is in charge and who is in charge of the shadow government that we don't see, that people are just totally oblivious to because of the statism that they're force-fed every day and they accept it as gospel. It is a Luciferian, satanic cabal that is in charge that does nothing and wants nothing more than to control us and be tyrannical over every aspect of our lives. I know you said you just want people to talk about Ebola and stuff like that. You know, and earlier you had said something, what is it, the year of chaos? Or how did you say that? I forgot how you had said that.
It's just a season of chaos on every front. The people running world civilization are trying to wreck things on purpose, and we even have their own documents, like Agenda 21, where they admit it.
Exactly, exactly. And see, it goes back to something that this is in the Bible, that the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, what would be the signs of the times of the end of the world? Jesus told them there will be wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. But he said something else after that that people forget. He said, then shall come the sorrows of sorrows such as never been seen before by man on the face of the earth. And this is that season of chaos that you're talking about. Then these glitter bug 501c3 preachers that get up there and tell and preach the rapture, you know, that we're going to be taken away and we're not going to have to suffer. Jesus said in the Bible, who are you that you should not suffer even as your master suffered? These people that...
Well, sure, Christ said they'll persecute you like they persecuted me. And I'm not here being a Pharisee saying I'm all high and mighty and I'm great. I pray privately. My issue is these name it and claim it prosperity preachers have been linked to the government, and they're there purely trying to neutralize Christians so they won't be politically and culturally and spiritually involved, telling them everything's wonderful, like opiate, like a drug, like a sleeping gas, to put them into a trance. And it turns out they are clergy response team, certified government agents, on record to pacify people. And let me tell you, I wouldn't want to be those preachers on Judgment Day, because leading your flock into the one world government, telling them that everything's great and the worst things get wonderful, it means Jesus is around the corner, that just sounds like a total cop-out. Does anybody who's a Christian think that God is looking for people like that? That God is testing us here to try to find people like that? That's why I'm so angry at these preachers. You can see these devil worshipers and other scum. They're out in the open, and I don't like them. But these sneaky government agents. In fact, guys, go to YouTube, type in clergy response team. It's a NBC news piece out of New Orleans where they have the preachers admitting we work for the government, so folks accept martial law. We broke that 3 years before with Pastor Butch Paul here on air, before it was finally admitted on the news. But now they think we're so stupid, they admit that they've turned most of our preachers into actual government agents, which totally violates the First Amendment. The First Amendment says government isn't supposed to be involved, not that government has a jurisdiction over religion. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and come back with Kelly, Barbara, Frogo, Paul, and others. But before I do that, let's go out to break with this TV news piece on the clergy response team. Let's start it at the beginning. And then we'll go to break and come back.
Reality in America, some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
Oh. In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods.
And again, they begin the report saying, under martial law, the clergy response team will make you basically submit. We're going to break down what these wolves will do during a disaster.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 stew butter and potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 stew butter and potatoes unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Rand Paul has come out and said arming Syrian rebels would empower ISIS. Video, Ebola patient escapes quarantine, spreads panic in Liberia. That's up on InfoWars.com. Obama admits ISIS beheading videos help White House agenda. Establishment media attacking ISIS will turn Syria into a failed state. And, of course, the media does not recognize that this was the plan all along. U.S. State Department orders 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits. That, my friends, is the big news and is linked up on drudgereport.com along with this headline. CDC says prepare for Ebola in U.S. hospitals. It's now officially saying that. Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister is heading to Scotland to boost no vote. Look at this headline. Robot sentry shoots targets automatically from 2 miles away. They're already making the ground, air, and sea robots autonomous, making their own decisions, completing the Skynet equation. Robot sentries that automatically shoots with a 50 caliber rifle people at 2 miles away. Samsung Group subsidiary has developed it. It's called the SGR-A1. And this particular robot will carry a fair amount of weapons that ought to make you think twice about crossing the borders of South Korea illegally. And it has been tested out of a demilitarized zone along the border with its neighbor, North Korea. This SGR-A1 will be able to detect intruders with the help of machine vision cameras alongside a combination of heat and motion sensors. Isn't that just precious? It looks like something directly out of RoboCop. Oh, boy. And, of course, it will follow orders, ladies and gentlemen, to go after the people. The whole idea of the Samsung SGR-A1 is to let the military robot center do the work of its human counterparts over a demilitarized zone with south and north border, so there will be minimal loss of life on the South Korean side just in case things turn sour. Oh, yeah, because North Korea hasn't promised to train 100,000 pieces of artillery on Seoul and burn it in a matter of hours, as it's estimated. No, this is giving control of human weapon systems to the machines and to the technocracy that runs it so they can launch attacks or false flags. This is just a disaster waiting to happen, and it's all unfolding. I got a lot of other news I'm going to be getting to, but let's race through your calls. Kelly in Texas, thanks for holding here on the air.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
He does. You're talking about all this Ebola and stuff, and what you just showed about these machine guns. There's your FEMA guards right there they're going to come to. But at any rate, with all these viruses stuff, I lost my wife to Lou Gehrig's disease a year ago, Memorial Day.
I'm sad to hear that.
53 years old, I think. And she was in the federal system for a little bit, but I had to go back and look, and I think she got a flu shot. I've never had one. Won't get one. I don't take anything like that at all, period. As a matter of fact, now I take your Survival Shield X2 and Vitality and all that because of all this. And I'm fixing to go have a surgery done. It's Wednesday on my shoulder, and I'm scared to go back in there because I don't know what's going to happen out of that. But I got to get it done so I can work. But my point is, all these viruses, we're in a post-antibiotic era now. We have nothing to touch it. But my wife was, I took care of her here in my home until she passed away. I took off of work to do it, and I'd do it again in a heartbeat because I wouldn't put her in a home. But the times that she had to go to the hospital, she got a infection of one of the superbugs, so-called superbugs they got in her urine. They said, well, there's no antibiotics that'll touch it. I just think that our government is evil. They're pulling out all stops. They're using several different fronts. Taking down the borders, these biological warfare that they're putting out on the public, which is what I think it is. And I don't think that they're stopping yet. They're trying to keep us confused so they can have so many different fronts, you just can't focus on one. That's my opinion.
That's right. And they put estrogen mimickers in the printer ink, in the food lining, to make women hyper feminine, that gives them thyroid problem, breast problems, you name it, and to make men feminine so there's no real men. Normal men, when they're being enslaved, take action. but they have lowered the testosterone on record by at least 50% in the average man living in the industrialized nation. I don't care if you're black, white, or Hispanic. Your testosterone has been artificially lowered by these people. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. And lo and behold, Bertrand Russell wrote about lowering testosterone in the 1930s with additives in food and water. And lo and behold, in 1974, the year I was born, the current White House science czar wrote EcoScience. That, by the way, they've taken off Scrib online. They don't want you reading now. It was free online because it was a government textbook. On their plan to sterilize the population through the food and water. They are doing it. God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you. Sorry about your wife. Barbara in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm calling about the, about carriers of disease like Typhoid Mary.
Yes.
Yes, I have personal experience with that. It's with a dog and a cat, but I mean, you know, it's the same thing. There was a dog that was a distemper carrier that gave my puppy distemper, and then afterwards the people told me, oh yeah, my dog's a, you know, carrier of distemper, but it was, you know, they lived long lives. And then I had a cat in 81 that lived for 20 years that was a carrier of feline leukemia. And she never showed a symptom or anything, but it was verified by the vet that she, you know, was a carrier. I had to keep her away from everything and keep her in the house.
That's right. My parents had like three cats when I was growing up, and then they found out that one of them was a carrier of the cat AIDS or whatever it is that humans can't get, but it's HIV. And then it wasn't killing that cat, but that it was viral and would kill other cats. So they didn't get more cats after that until that cat had died. Because there's so many, I haven't worked for a vet in years. What is it? There's kitty AIDS, and then there's kitty leukemia, like you said, that's transferable. And see, there's a lot of stuff in humans like this, too, that they won't tell you is viral. Like, they know a lot of type 1 diabetes that they claim is genetic is really, and this isn't me, because I'm not a medical doctor. I've been told this by medical doctors on air. I've seen it. I've been told by people at the Dell Medical Center here in Austin. I've talked to folks that have been involved that they're getting pancreatitis from a virus. And they're telling them, well, it's genetic now, when they know full well it's a virus that's done it and that their pancreas might turn back on. But once they put them on the insulin, it's not going to turn back on. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right, yes.
Most cancer is viral. That's been known since the 20s.
Right.
Go ahead.
And I was just going to, you know, so that's why, you know, people, yeah, they could be carrying Ebola all around and, you know, and they show no symptoms and live a long life just like Typhoid Mary. And another thing I want to say is I'm a member of, you know, Prison Planet, and
thank
I share
you.
It with my family and friends, and I just want to thank you so much for my being able to do that, to share it. Thank
Ma'am,
you.
Ma'am, thank you so much. I'm going to say this again. I am overall a very good person. Compared to everybody I know, I'm probably one of the nicest, most moral people I know. But I still have really bad thoughts, and I'm a wicked person. We all are. So when you tell me thank you and how great I am, it is such a responsibility to be here on air. It is so humbling to be here on air and to have so many people counting on me while I stammer and stutter and, you know, do all my little tics and things that I do. That's why I want to tell you, you don't need to thank me. We're all in this together. We love justice and truth so much that we even hate our own worldliness, even though it's not that big compared to people we would call bad. But when you really meet somebody who is awake and does know what's going on, they are always very humble. It's because you're then aware of your own shortcomings and other people. And it's not that it hurts me when you say thank you and things. It's that you're counting on me so much that I feel like I'm not working enough. I'm not doing a good enough job. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand, yes. But,
I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It's a feeling. But listen, God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, I'd liken it to a video we never aired of Australia. I think it was Australia, where a train ran over a guy's leg and it was stuck on top of his leg. And one person got over there and started pushing on the train and nothing happened. But then pretty soon everybody gets on the big train and they lean the whole train up so they can get his leg out from under it. Now, if government would have tried to do that, he'd have died of shock. It would have taken a day to get a crane in there and get it off his leg. But the people took action together, and they knew how to push the train, how to get it off its leg, and then how to set it back down. But it'd be like if I was pushing on the train and you were thanking me for pushing on the train. Listen, if I'm not pushing on the train, you need to be punching me in the nose, figuratively. It's not exceptional to push on the train or to pick the car up off the kid. And in the fact that we think it's exceptional, and by the way, when I see a police officer helping a lady change her tire, I want to pull over and thank them. I want to write a letter of commendation, you know, to the police chief saying I saw him doing something good. And then it clicks. That's what cops used to do most of the time when they weren't on a call, not because they were little pathetic servants, but because they were real men and knew that was the highest order, was going out and helping children and women and things like that. It was chivalry. So then I think, no, I don't need to thank that cop, but I need to point out that there are good people like that out there so that that becomes the example of what it is to be manly and good. But it's not something extra wonderful. It's the bare minimum level that we should expect, or we become self-centered, arrogant blobs, myself included, entitled. I said it earlier. I can't help it. When I go out and, like, eat some expensive seafood dinner, and I think about all the starving children around the world, I feel guilty. And I know it's good to go eat a nice seafood dinner and pay the waiter a nice tip and have a restaurant. But I see how the fake left controls well-meaning people, that any type of wealth is bad, because they take people who have empathy and who feel guilty when they're doing better than others, and they manipulate us into turning over our lives to the state to have our money spent where they would. So I'm going to do an analogy soon, or a parallel video, or maybe even really do it for real if a restaurant would let me, where I want to go in and sit down with hidden cameras at a table at a nice restaurant and say, mind if I have half your iced tea and half your steak? They're going to say, get out of here, you're crazy. And I'm going to say, well, I'm the government, or I'm these corporations that want government welfare. It's the equivalent of coming and sitting down at your dinner table. See, where is their guilt? I feel guilty if I've got a new Ford F-150 pickup truck. I mean, I bought it 2 years ago, but I consider it to be new. Meanwhile, I see people who are government bureaucrats I know stole the money, driving brand new Mercedes, and they're all glitter bugs getting off on people looking at them in their fancy vehicle. And I'm not saying a fancy vehicle is bad in and of itself. I'd love to drive some 700 horsepower sports car, but not because I want to be looked at, because I want to drive a fast car. And again, I'm kind of waxing philosophical, and I'm not even giving answers here. I'm just talking about what goes on in my mind, because I have a conscience, I have guilt. I have guilt about things I shouldn't even have guilt about, because I intellectually know the right thing. But there's that internal dialogue where I'm trying to be a good person, trying to really be honorable, trying to not just say I'm a good person, but I'm trying to really be one. There's that compared to these sociopaths and psychos who are running around everywhere, who just think because it's for them and what they want, why, then it's fine, and you can go die in a ditch. And I know there's a mass awakening happening right now, because things that have been going on for a long time that nobody made a big deal out of are now all over the news. Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Let me find it right here. It doesn't matter. I got a whole bunch of articles here on this subject today where police all over the country are pulling people over who haven't stolen anything or who don't have drugs on them and taking their $5,000 or $2,000 or even taking their car. One of the headlines today is when cops became robbers. And there's a whole stack of news here about how the big banks are caught laundering drug money. And that's old news for our audience, but it's not old news for the general public that's just now waking up. Here's Boston Globe today and Reason.com. Both have articles. Police seizures of cash rise, fueled by private training firms. And then there's another one that we just mentioned out of Reason, when cops become robbers. And it's a federal program because the states, it got abused 20 years ago. The state said, okay, cops can only keep, 10% of the money they seize now for the department. You can't have 90% of it. You are clearly out there robbing old ladies in these departments. And so the feds came along and said, we'll give you 75, 80% if you will put the money into a federal program. Well, that just federalized the police. I've been talking about this since I got on air. And it's now, no exaggeration, when I go through my stack every day the last month, it's in the stack four or five times. I only found two of these while I was sitting there fumbling around looking for it right now when I remembered it. There's probably five of these today in the stack, and you'd think Alex Jones wrote all these. And let me tell you, in the past, it would be some weird boss hog thing in Louisiana or Texas. Because most towns, the cops weren't criminals robbing you, but you pull into the wrong town, and the cop walks over and is obviously a criminal, looking at you with a criminal look in his eyes, giggling at you, says, let me see your driver's license, and they go, that's a lot of money. I've even had this happen to me, and I go, $200, a lot of money? Where'd you get it? Bet there's something on it. This actually happened to me once. That's $200. They didn't take it. They pull over an old lady. She's got $3,000 in there. They know a lady's going to carry a lot of money on them, especially Depression-era women. They might carry half their money with them in their purse. And I'm going to need you step to the back. They get you in the, out there. They rob you. They go, I'm going to take it. And if you don't do it, I'm going to go ahead and arrest you. And I know there's going to be drugs on this money because they know all money has drugs on it unless it's brand new. And then they do that in one town in Texas. CNN had a special on it. They had robbed something like 20,000 people a year like that. And let me tell you, you get pulled over by a cop with double swastikas on their forearms. Oh, I forgot that part. One time we were actually speeding when I was a teenager, and we'd even been drinking beer, not a lot of it, but we both had blonde hair and blue eyes, and the guy literally said, oh, you're white, Heil Hitler. And then you can go, and we were like, whoa. Oh, my God. I don't know. This is incredible. Stay with us.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Preference Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Preference Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Preference Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Preference Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I've been a little bit scatterbrained today. The sons will say those are the best shows. My children never wake up a lot at night unless they're sick. But my daughter, for whatever reason, I don't know if she snuck caffeine or what, woke up, I'm not exaggerating, 10 times last night and came into my bedroom and was waking me up. And so I feel great today, but I can tell I'm going to crash later with no sleep. I mean, it's weird when you don't get sleep, you're almost more hyper early in the day, but then later you're like brain dead. That's how I'm starting to feel right now. So the show has been a bit all over the map today. I think the point I was getting to, though, about having a cop in East Texas want to rob the money out of my wallet for no reason in a small town, and then another one letting me and my buddy go because he was a racist. And, well, what happens when the towns are all Hispanic? They're only going to give whites tickets? Or, I mean, I don't want to live in a country where they're pulling black people over and giving them tickets because they're black. Or I drive into a black town and I get mugged and killed because I'm white. Well, whites treat us bad, so I'm going to kill you. It's just like I want to live somewhere where people are treated off what they stand for and not stereotypes. But then the so-called left thinks they've captured the moral high ground saying that when they're the ones pushing it more than any Ku Klux Klan ever could. And I've now gone full circle from Ebola in Africa and the epidemic to going off into police all over the country. Now state police, mainline police forces are robbing money out of your wallet. That's a lot of money. They're taking as little as $500 now. And it is highway robbery, and it is criminal. I'm not evil because I want to carry some cash. Sometimes I give family in their stockings and stuff for Christmas. I'll get $2,000 or $3,000 out of the bank and, you know, give all the kids and cousins and the family $200 or whatever. I mean, am I bad when I'm carrying around $2,000 on me? I don't usually. I mean, no, it's my money. And don't give me your fake drug war excuse when the government ships in the majority of it. And I've got a whole bunch of news articles today about Bank of America, Citibank, you name it, caught laundering billions in drug money. The drug war should have been over in the 90s when it came out the CIA was shipping most of the cocaine in. Our government grows the opium in Afghanistan. It's compartmentalized, and 97% of the government doesn't know about it. Just like 97% of the government doesn't know that the DEA and other agencies listen to all the phone calls and have full access to the NSA illegally with parallel construction and then engage in fraud. Overthrowing the entire judiciary system. Frogo in England, I apologize, I didn't know you were holding from England. I didn't see that it said England. Thanks for calling. You want to talk about Scottish, British independence?
Yep. Hi, Alex.
Thanks for calling, brother. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Ah, you can hear me. Good. Right. The lines are running funny all of a sudden. Hi, Alex. Well, I finally rung up. So, the British Prime Minister is going to Scotland to boost the no vote, is he? No, he's there to boost the yes vote. Because who the hell is going to do what David Cameron says?
Well, that's right. Having that snobby Tory up there. Everybody knows Scotland has always leaned towards Labour. That would actually make Scots vote against him, wouldn't it?
So, the Better Together campaign, what are its great stars? David Cameron, the man who called the referendum, I've more to say about that. Her Britannic Majesty, Mick Jagger, and a bunch of non-entities. Oh, Nick Clegg.
Okay, I get what you're saying. You're saying they actually want to make them vote to leave so that then megabanks can loot Scotland. Or I don't put words in your mouth. I'm going to do some overdrive. I'm going to come back to you. But I want to explain to listeners. Do you know why with listeners, everybody goes, hello, 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 am I there? It's because the Talos phone system that most stations have makes a noise when it goes to you and people think they've been disconnected. I hate that phone system because of that. But it's industry standard.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.